Hey everybody, welcome back to the Help Me Parent podcast. My name is Kylie. I am your host. And with me, as always, Dr. Ellen Moore. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. It is fall.
Yes.
Officially.
Ish.
Ish. It's still 90 degrees sometimes, but that's okay.
But 60s in the morning.
I know.
I'll take it. Less felt humidity.
Yes. Great. Oh, do y'all like fall weather?
I love it. Cold weather all the way, for sure.
I'm ready for the cold. It is hot outside yes. right now.
Welcome to Texas. But today's episode is our new parent episode. We have two of our newest parents here at the church. This is Emmy Velasquez and Zach Bass. They are on staff here, and they have some newborns at home, and we love them here. So we just wanted to have y'all on, talk about all the things. So, but go ahead, introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about you and your family.
So my name is Emmy, and I've been married for 2 years, and I have a four-month-old, almost 5 months. His name is Malachi, and he is just a joy. I love him so much.
Sweet baby. He is so cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the thing about talking about babies in this episode. We're all gonna be like,
yeah, yeah, and so my name is Zach. I've been married for over a year now. And we have a three-month-old baby girl, Miss Olivia, and she's our little smiley. So she's really sweet, little chubby baby. So
she has got some chubby thighs in her cheeks. Oh my goodness!
No, she's a joy.
Yeah.
She
really is. This is just going to be an hour of just gushing. Well, and you both were here on time, which is, as a new parent, is a struggle with all the things you had to add. So. Yay. Did y'all get any sleep last night? Like, are they sleeping through the night?
So Malachi started sleeping through the night this week, but for some reason decided to wake up last night because he was hungry at 2 in the morning. And so I'm just learning that when you have a baby this young, you can't go based off like, okay, he slept through the night, and that it's going to be stay that way. Never know. Every night is going to look different. Yeah. And that's what I'm learning.
That's so true.
Yeah, I feel like there's always, when you talk to other people, there's always this phase of regression that they talk about, where it's like, you know, Olivia, she'd been sleeping through the night probably for 3 weeks now. And the past 2 nights, it's like 3 a.m. wake up. Two nights ago, last night was 1 a.m. And so, or I guess this morning was 1 a.m. But so she's in a little bit of a regression now, but we're believing that we'll be back to full nights. We'll be back there soon. So,
well, when I hear people talk about regressions and all that, I'm like, in Jesus' name, we don't receive that over you, Malachi.
Yes, and it's not really a regression, like they're moving backwards.
Sure.
It's their bodies are growing so fast.
Yes.
I mean, literally so much is happening, not just monthly and weekly, but daily and hourly.
Right.
Yeah. And so their body needs fuel, different types of fuel and amounts at different times on different days and different ways. Mm-hmm. So,
Yes.
It's
fun stage.
Just always different.
Oh, yes, it is.
Always learning. Always learning and evolving, for sure.
Well, I'm going to throw over the first question to y'all too, because maybe some parents listening have experienced what y'all have gone through in your families. What are the top two things that have surprised you? Good, bad, a little bit of both in this new stage?
Let me take it first. I mean, for us, and I know it's different for everyone, but like weeks 1 through 3 were amazing. I mean, you had to wake up every now and then, but I mean, it wasn't as bad. I think, you know, as you're entering into this like new parent season, you sometimes get, oh my gosh, you're gonna be miserable. We're not gonna have sleep, and it's gonna be really, really hard. And that wasn't our experience in the beginning. I mean, it's much harder now than it was, you know, that first month or so trying to navigate having a newborn. But that was something that we experienced that was awesome. I mean, it was a blessing for sure.
See, for me, I wish someone would have warned me and said how hard it was going to be. Because I remember having conversations with my mom saying, like, why didn't you tell me that this is what I would be going through? Especially as a woman, like the things that you experience after having a baby.
Yeah.
And so
like
one of
physically
the,
right, and physically, emotionally, all of it.
And so I think that was one thing that was challenging for me is I experienced so many nights crying. Yes. Nights crying, and my husband tried to understand, and he was so kind enough to sit there and listen to me, because I think that's just what I needed.
Yeah.
But I think that was one challenge for me that surprised me. I didn't think that I would go through that and even look at my husband and be like, what did we do? Yeah. You know, like, yeah. Oh my gosh, what did we get ourselves into? And so I think that's one thing that really surprised me. But I think really just seeking the Lord in those times. I mean, there were nights where I would be holding him crying and I'm just seeking the Lord for help and asking him to help me. And the Lord always helped me in those times. And so looking back now, I can laugh at it or, you know, and so just seeing how far we've come, it's great.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, you said something that's key, especially being the dad, the only, you know, male figure here. It's very important. It's a hard thing to like even understand as a father, like how knowing that there's just aspects that you cannot understand. Yes. You, I have no idea what Alyssa, you know, my wife, what she was experiencing, the emotions she was feeling physically, emotionally. Yeah. And so that's an area where it's like, guys need help. Like, you know, seek the Lord. Lord, how can I, you know, encourage and empower and love and be patient and kind with her as she's navigating this? You know, she just went through this really crazy season, you know? And so, but I think that that's a really, really good point, you know, that you brought up about our role, you know, in that beginning stage of like just seeking to understand how we can help fill that gap.
And I think that's where the Lord had to help me, because I felt like as a mom, I had to carry everything and do everything. My husband just had to assure me, it's not all on you. Like we're in this together. Yeah. It's not just on you. And so whenever I'd give him the baby, cause I just wanted to shower or use the restroom, I would hear the baby crying. I'm like, is the baby okay? Is the baby okay? I'm coming. I'm almost done. He's like, it's okay. Take your time. I got this. Yeah. I can do this. I'm like, okay. So I think that was one thing for me too, is like just knowing that it's not all on me. And I don't have to carry it all.
That's so good. Well, just so you both know, it may have been the first time, but it won't be the last time that you ask yourself, what on earth are we doing? What have we gotten ourselves into? That you will find yourself asking that. Many times over many years. So, but it is also true that every single time when we just say, Lord, help, or ask your husband or wife to help, or grandparents, like, what should I expect? I think that is such a good question. Like you're saying, you wish you had known. So I think it's a good question for new parents, for expecting parents, to say, hey, who are some people I can ask? Hey, what should I expect? And I think the dad piece is so important, because I do think that there's, with a newborn, and I would say especially the first, because once there's a second child, then it's kind of clear, okay, dad's going to take care of the older one and mom's going to take care of the newborn, you know? But right now it's like, what do I do? Especially if mom is nursing, you know, then it's like, dad's like, hello. I'm here. Do I have a role to play? You know, and for moms to invite their husbands in, you know, and you figure out together, okay, this is something you could do, and I'm okay to not do it and to accept help. But also, I think men, and this is a huge generalization, but they often tend to be fixers. It's like, there's a problem, let me fix it. And sometimes with newborns, with whether it's mom's physical or emotional things, or even with the baby, sometimes you can't fix it. Sometimes it's just being there. It's just listening. It's just saying, I'm so sorry. I wish I could help you, or it's like, I'll pray, do you want me to hold the baby? No, you don't want me to hold the baby. Do you want me to take this shift? Okay, yeah, I can totally take this shift, you know, but just to keep in mind, it's not about fixing, it's about just being and figuring it out together.
Yeah. Right. And I think that's when some conversations my husband and I had, he had to be upfront with me and just say, I need you to tell me, and I can't assume what you need from me, but if we can talk about it and you can tell me how I can help you. And so those were conversations that we began to have early on.
Yeah.
And so whether that was him, the baby would wake up and he'd say, go back to bed, I got the baby, or I got this diaper change, or I'll get him, or you take some time. And I think we did that a lot in the beginning, where he would say, when I was on maternity leave, I was struggling a little emotionally. And so he'd be like, let me take the baby. You go for a walk. Yeah. You go get a coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll hold him. I'll be with him. Don't worry. Don't think. Don't just have time by yourself and quietness. And so that, I think having those conversations early on up front, even to start thinking about before, because again, nobody warned us about those things. So I think if I could encourage any new parents is to have those conversations early on and talk about those things.
That's super good.
But I mean, I think, you know, even beyond that, I think everything you said is amazing. I mean, but from a man's perspective, it's like being proactive, like looking for those areas that you can be of support. You know, for me it was, of course, I can't feed the baby, you know, but what I can do is I can change diapers. I can go put the passy back in if it falls out. I can wash bottles. I can prepare diaper bags. Like, there's so many different things that I can do to bring support where, you know, she could do it, but she doesn't have to. I can fill that role, you know, but I think, you know, one thing you did say is amazing. And I think it's just so good for us to be there for our wives in that early season, is giving them that break, giving them that reprieve. You know, I remember Alyssa, there were times where I would say, hey, I've got this, go to Target. Like, just go on a drive and go walk around and just spend time away, you know? And I think that also helps with some of those emotions, that separation, knowing it's okay to be away and that your child is still safe and secure. And helping her understand that she can trust me. She can trust dad to step in and, and pick up that mantle of, you know, being a support as well. But I think that's, I would say, be proactive. Always don't just wait for her to say something. Can you do this? Just always be looking for the areas in which you can fill.
Right. So. That's really good. That's
good. Before y'all give your other two things, what reminded me, especially when Emmy was talking, it's all about relationship. We've talked about this so many times with your kids, with your spouse. It's about relationship, and you're still a married couple when you have a baby, but you're also figuring out that relationship. You're figuring out your relationship with the baby.
Right.
And that's what it all comes down to. So it is, you're talking about things and you're like, we didn't have to talk about this 2 years ago. And you're like, now we do.
Yeah.
Because that's the new stage that we're in.
Right.
So what are some other things that surprise you, challenges, questions you have?
Yeah, for me too, it's now you have to really make time for your spouse. And so, like, before it was easy. And so, because there was no baby involved and we could just drop everything and do whatever, go out, whatever, do, you know. And so now we really have to make sure that we're putting that time and effort and spending time with each other, because it's so easy to get caught up in the baby and make it all about the baby. Because, of course, the baby right now is at a stage where he needs us. And so I think that's one thing that I would say was a challenge, and where we really had to catch ourselves and recognize that. And so now we do this thing where my mom is like, I'll take the baby on Fridays and y'all can go out. That can be y'all's day, even if it's like a date day or a date night or whichever. And so that's really helped us in making sure that we're putting time into one another and making that effort, and also not making our conversations all about the baby, because that's so easy to do. I caught myself when we were leaving, I'm like, I already miss him, you know. And then also the Lord just like corrected me there, in the sense of like just making sure that I'm present in that time and with my husband, and not, I mean, it's hard, right? Because it's like, I'm with him all the time. I want to be with him all the time, but just knowing that that time is so important to have together.
That is a challenge.
That's good. I would say that we're still working on that area for sure. You know, learning to, you know, take a
man, they got 2 months apart. On you.
You know, but for me, I talk a lot. I value communication a lot. And I think this is just, I think, a personal thing. One thing that I've struggled with a lot is understanding what's wrong. You know, like, I just look at her and she's crying, like, I wish you could just tell me what I need to do, you know? Yes. And of course there's an area of patience that, you know, the Lord really, he's going to give you an opportunity to grow in whenever you have a newborn child. Yeah, I think for me, that's always been a challenge, you know, because people think it's just diaper, bottle, tired, but sometimes it's none of those. Yeah. You try everything, you know, or especially when you're trying to establish a routine, you know, with your young one, it's like, well, you just ate an hour ago, so you can't be hungry. So I don't really know what's going on here, you know? And so I think really just understanding it's okay to not know what's going on in the immediate moment and just knowing that you'll figure it out as you progress, or, you know, the Lord will help you, or people around you, that support system will, you know, give you that support or wisdom that, you know, trying to figure out what's wrong. You know? But I would say that's something that's been challenging for me personally.
Yeah. Right.
But.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, not to be, I am not in any way a naysayer, but that's a question that we're going to, that we ask the rest of our lives as parents is like, what is going on and what do I do about it?
Yeah.
You know?
That's comforting.
It is. Comforting. It's just part of it. That's just part of life that we just, you don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
Right. You know what you haven't experienced, and you got to just, the only way through it is through it.
Right. Yeah.
And you figure it out and you ask the questions and you express as well as you can. And sometimes you can't, but eventually you figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What advice would you give on the marriage component? Prioritizing that?
I think that's so good that you guys just came to that realization so quickly.
Right.
Because when a newborn comes, yes, our world has changed overnight. It's been changing over the 9 months of pregnancy, but they're actually here, actually see them, hold them, interact with them, and you have fallen in love with this child, with this new human who's a part of you.
Yes.
And so there's this sense of awe and wonder and delight, and then the moments of challenge and opportunities for fear and things like that. But we can't, it's easy to be caught up in that. And part of it is rightly so.
Yeah.
Right.
The Lord delights in us.
Yes.
He wants us to delight in our children and the gifts that he gives to us. At the same time, he first gave you the gift of your spouse.
Right.
And somebody told us this when our kids were really little, and it just helped us kind of reframe our thinking. It just helped us so much. They said to just remember you were a family before the child ever came.
Mm-hmm.
Philip and I were a complete family before Josh or Megan came.
Right.
And so this child doesn't complete us as a family. It doesn't. This child has amazing value and brings value to our family, but they're an addition to our family. They're not the family. It's not, the child doesn't make us a family.
Right.
We were already a family. And so to remember that, and to say, that's the relationship the Lord gave me first, was with my spouse.
Right.
And something else somebody told us, that is the best gift you can give your child that will create more security and strength and trust to their lives is the way you love their mom or dad. That is so the best thing you can do for your child is to have a strong marriage.
Right.
And show them what it looks like to love another person, to put another person above yourself. obviously this child's going to get put above ourselves in a lot of ways.
Right.
But to do that in the marriage, as husband and wife, it's the best thing we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so good.
That honors the Lord.
Right.
And it creates a safe environment mm-hmm. for your child.
Right.
Where they can totally thrive. I am not saying they will not thrive with a single parent right. at all.
Right.
But when you have a husband and wife, when you have a mom and dad in the home, that is the most important relationship besides right. your personal relationships with Jesus.
Right.
That one is the most important one
right.
over the child. And I think it's important to communicate that, like you saying when you go out on a date, it's like, oh, I already miss him. It would be easy for the spouse to say, well, have you been missing me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's so true.
Boom.
Yeah.
And so
mic drop.
So to just remember mm-hmm. that where the priority is relationally.
Yeah. Right.
And
so good.
Obviously that a higher priority isn't always equal time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. This baby is going to take more time.
Right.
Hours in the day.
Right.
But you can still prioritize, even though your spouse may not be getting the same number of hours, mm-hmm. to know in my heart, in my mind, you're the priority. And so we're going to make a way. We're going to find a way. We're right. going to let grandma keep. Sometimes that's not possible, but then it's intentional at bedtime, you know, mm-hmm. when they go down to say, okay, maybe let's not just veg in front of the TV, you know, right. let's make some time
right.
for each other. And you make it a date night in
right.
after they go to bed, which is good at this stage because they sleep a lot.
Right.
And that'll become challenging in another way yes. when they don't start sleeping right. as much. So I would say it's just keeping that in your mind
right.
that's our number one goal. And this is something that the Lord still talks to me about, but the number one command of Jesus is he says, love me, love your neighbor. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to show me how much you love me, show me by how you love your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And the Lord always asks me, who's your closest neighbor? Mm. That answer's Philip.
Yeah.
The answer's my husband. He's my closest neighbor. So that's my number one job is to love him.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. That bless me.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm going to hand it over to y'all. What questions do you have?
You want to start?
On the hot
you
seat.
Can go ahead.
Go ahead? Okay. Well, just because, I mean, you were talking about, you know, we're all followers of Christ here, you know, and so one of the questions I had is that, you know, we want our kids to know God and to experience his presence from a young age, you know? Mm-hmm. And so even now, like, where do we start? How do we center our families around that? That's the culture of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my mm-hmm. question.
That's good. And I think the answer really is by doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By living life with God. And you just start, and maybe one of the things that changes as a parent in this regard is before kids, kind of our relationship with Jesus is kind of personal. You know, we have this personal relationship with Jesus, which doesn't change.
Right.
But now as a parent, we have a little bit more responsibility to maybe be a little to share that piece of our lives
right.
with somebody else. We share it, obviously, with our spouse, too. But with our kids, number one, at this age and stage, it's just by simply loving and caring for them, you're giving them a picture of who God is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That he is a father who loves to take care of us. He delights in us. We bring a smile to his face. So simply by the way you care for them,
right.
you are sowing these seeds of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they get older, how you love their mom is, or how you love their dad is giving them a picture again of how God loves and treats us and how he wants us to treat others. And so I think it's just living our life with God with them and in front of them. Not as a show, but I did have to, you know, even kind of make a change, because for a while I was like, oh, I would have my quiet time when the kids were asleep because that's when I could focus, you know? And then I'm like, oh, they never see me reading my Bible because I'm always doing it when they're asleep. And so I had to change some of my routines to make sure that I was giving them an accurate picture and a complete picture. And so, you know, if I'm reading my Bible, I like the mornings. And so if they would see me, you know, what are you doing? And I kept, at first, I kept trying to get earlier and earlier so they wouldn't wake up. Then I was like, no, just pull them in with me. And so I'd sit on my lap and say, Mommy's reading her Bible and talking to Jesus. And then you're obviously, they're hearing you, even as infants, they're hearing you pray for them. There is something about praying out loud where your kids can hear you that does something. At this stage, even when they're not as cognitively aware of your words or the meaning of your words and all of that. But as they get older, that there is something about a child hearing their parent, and I will say even especially their dad, praying out loud. I still have memories when I was in high school. I would wake up and I'd go through to the kitchen to get breakfast or whatever, but I would hear my dad praying. And sometimes he was praying for me. And just to overhear that, it's still have this memory, and it does something in me. So I would say to not get wrapped up in all of this, oh, what should I be doing, you know, and all of that. It's live your life with Jesus in front of them and with them. And just do that. And so to know, too, I think we have to manage expectations here as far as our personal relationships with the Lord. Your time with Jesus is going to look different during this stage. Oh, it
does. Mine definitely does.
And to not get bothered by that. Jesus knows. He's the one who gave you this baby. He knows if you have an hour of quiet, you're going to fall asleep.
That is true.
When you would normally do, you know, have had your quiet time. And so you're just, again, as mom, I would say, especially in this regard, again, you're just doing your day and caring for them with Jesus and inviting Jesus to be a part of it. And Jesus and Malachi are hearing your whispers and saying, they're hearing you say, thank you, Lord, for this sweet baby. Or he's hearing you say, Lord, would you please help me? I don't know what to do right now. I don't know how to comfort him, but you do. And that is living out your relationship with Jesus. Even though you might not have read four chapters that day. That's okay. It's about living life with Jesus. That's what a follower of Jesus does.
And I see, like, a lot of my quiet time looks different. And so a lot of it is holding him and praying scriptures over him. Or if he's having a hard time going to sleep, praying that, like, Lord, thank you that you give him sweet and precious sleep. Thank you, Lord, that you give him peace in his heart and in his mind. And so just declaring those things over him. And so that's a lot of what my quiet time looks like. It's just having those times with him and praying over him.
And all of that is sowing the seeds. And creating this environment that this is who we are as a family.
Making it visible. I mean, mine, Of course, I definitely take advantage of the quiet time. Yeah. She's sleeping in the swing, and I'm like, okay, work my Bible. Get it out. I've got a little bit of time. But I mean, I'm sure this will end up being a core memory for me, you know, as she was, you know, growing up. I remember she just didn't want to be laid down somewhere, you know. Uh-huh. And so I was in the chair, and she was sitting in my lap, and I'm reading 2 Corinthians to her, you know. And yes. I know that she doesn't understand it, but there's like this desire as a father of like, I want my child to know the word.
Yes.
Like I want them to know the word from an early age. Yes. And even though she may not, she definitely don't understand the words, you know,
yes.
but I mean, she's still, it's getting in her, you know? Yes. And so, but I think what you said is key, just making it visible,
yes.
allowing our kids to see from an early age that when we say we're followers of Christ, this is what it means, right?
Right.
We're actively praying. We're actively mm-hmm. reading his word or being in his presence and seeking him throughout the day.
And we're practicing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just something we read. Mm-hmm. It's something we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And because I read this, this is how I interact with you.
Yeah.
This is because I read this, this is how I interact with your mom mm-hmm. or your dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is how I respond in this situation is because mm-hmm. of this.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah. No, that is really good.
Amy, do you have any questions?
I do have a question. Setting boundaries with grandparents.
Ask now, the grandparent.
now, mm-hmm. my mother-in-law, she lives in California, so mm. she doesn't, you know, she's not here. Mm-hmm. But not that my mom is like a mom or anything mm-hmm. like that. I just, how to set healthy boundaries with mm-hmm. grandparents without offending.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's a great question. That? Okay. That's one of mine as well.
So. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I can speak from experience. I can mm-hmm. give you the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. This is good. Yes.
I am a grandparent. And our son and daughter-in-law who have their baby, they live about 4 hours
okay.
from us. So they're not right here.
Right.
I know both of you have parents and both sets of grandparents right here.
Yeah.
Which can be a huge blessing.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Free babysitting.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Always. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A super strong available support system.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. The Lord gave you these gifts. He gave mm-hmm. you Olivia and Malachi. He gave them to you. Mm-hmm. Not to your parents.
Right.
Yeah.
They're certainly a gift to us too as
sure.
grandparents.
Right. Sure.
But he did not give this child to them as their child.
Right.
And that's by design.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord knew Olivia and Malachi could have been born at any time in all of history,
mm.
past, present, future. To any two people.
Right.
And the Lord said, Zach and Alyssa, for what I have for Olivia, you are the ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
You are the ones to help her become who I've created her to be.
Yeah.
Juan and Emmy, you're the ones for Malachi.
Right.
Who I've created him to be and all the destiny that is mm-hmm. in him, you're the ones to help him realize it
right.
and become that.
Mm-hmm.
And God did that so intentionally. And so I think it's important for you all to first of all realize and be confident
mm-hmm.
that the Lord gave them to you on yeah. purpose
right.
because of what you can offer them
right.
and how the Lord felt like he could trust you
mm-hmm.
with these lives. For us as grandparents, it can be hard to remember that
mm-hmm.
because we're so excited
sure.
about yeah. this. And so sometimes we need to be reminded.
Right.
And it's okay mm. to remind us because again, you're in charge.
Right.
The Lord has put you in charge of this baby, so you know what's best. We've got some experience. We've got some wisdom
right.
that we hope you'll want mm-hmm. and listen to. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're in charge.
Right.
And so it's okay to be in charge
right.
of your baby and figuring out what they need and what you need.
Right.
And then to communicate that. Mm-hmm. So I think just like we're talking about with spouses, good communication.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It starts there. Mm-hmm. And whoever initiates the conversation, I think it's great if the grandparents can initiate the conversation. I think it right. just helps the parents.
Yes,
if
we say, like, oh, we can
if,
talk about
if
this.
If we say, uh-huh. hey, just tell us what you need and what you don't need. Mm. And then I'll do that.
Right.
But sometimes we don't think about it. Uh-huh. You know, we're excited. Yeah. And so you might have to be the one to initiate the conversation and just say, hey, can we just talk about this? And let me just kind of tell you kind of what we're experiencing at home and what we're trying to do and how you could really be a huge help and a part right. of that. Mm-hmm. And it might be by having a little less time. Really? You know, it's like, here's what we need. And then here's how you can help. Would you be willing, if you want to do the Friday things, if that's working
right,
for you,
right.
would you be willing once a week to keep them for 2 hours right. and let us go have a date?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I am willing. You've got both sets. It's like, would yeah. you be willing twice a month to take some time on Saturday mornings or whatever.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And you do it twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would really be so helpful.
Yeah.
I didn't even think how challenging that could be, though. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, now you gotta think of both sets of grandparents.
And I have both of yeah. my sisters. Yeah.
Yes. So
I have, and I mean, they love, I mean.
Aunts and uncles. Yeah.
And, oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's, I think it's, in one regard, it's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, we are absolutely blessed that we have such a strong support system. There's so many people who yes. are readily available to like, yep, we'll watch her, or, she's hungry, we'll feed her, you know?
Yes.
But I think like what you said is, it's very strong, you yes. know, like getting onto an understanding of like, hey, you know, we just need a little bit of time, like for us, and really for me, I wanted Alyssa and I to take time in the beginning to figure out what our identity was. Like our identities as a individual and as a married couple, we're shifting. It yeah. was no longer just us and then her and I. It was her and I plus one,
yeah.
you know? And mm-hmm. so that shift was a lot. Uh-huh. And I wanted us to take time to readily understand what season we were walking into, how that would affect us, and how we needed to change our priorities and how our thinking, how we thought. Mm-hmm. And I think that was big in the beginning because, of course, that meant, hey, you know, my mom, dad, you know, Anthony and Chrissy and my sisters, hey, we love you. And we know that you're going to have a relationship with Olivia. Yeah. We know that.
Yes.
We're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But we just need you to help us figure out what that identity is for us and help us mm-hmm. establish our family and what we believe it's going to take is a little bit of time away, you know, a little uh-huh. bit of time to just figure it out, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Knowing that you will have time. There will be opportunities for you to build a relationship with mm-hmm. Olivia.
Yeah.
But I think what you said yeah. was, it speaks to my heart, you know, uh-huh. it's very powerful. It's so.
Yeah. And it's like with all relationships, good communication,
yes.
there's no substitute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have to talk.
Right.
You can't assume. And as grandparents, we can't assume. And so to have these conversations, again, in a respectful way, in a right. way that does communicate, we want them to be with you and
right.
you to be with them. We
right.
want you to enjoy them thoroughly. We've just got to figure out the best way
right.
to do that and how to take turns, yeah. you know,
yeah.
and to say, you know, please don't be offended if right. if we ask another family member to do it or somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's not a slight on anybody.
Right.
We're just making the best decision we know to make mm-hmm. in any mm-hmm. given moment.
Right.
Yeah. And to talk about it. And we're going to do some things wrong mm-hmm. as grandparents. And I did early on. And we had to have conversations, you know, to say, for our daughter-in-law to say, okay, can we do this way? When you do this, that's not really helpful because mm. I want to do that. But when you do this, that's helpful. And it's like, you're so right, you know? And for us as grandparents, you know, to ask and to say, what would be helpful? What do you need
right
after the birth? And then to remember that all it's going to change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Especially mm-hmm. at the beginning. It may change daily what you need, you know. Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't need that. Actually, yes, I do. Yeah. You know, or I thought I needed that, but no, I don't. And to just give a lot of grace.
Yes.
Both ways. Right. Yeah. You all giving grace to the grandparents giving grace to you all to figure it out. And you know what? Along the way, there may be some feelings that get hurt.
Right.
That's okay. We work through those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, but we work through them by having good communication. I think what makes it really hard for the parents or the grandparents as if you don't talk about it.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because then everyone's wondering and everyone is experiencing some frustration.
Right.
And it's really good as grandparents, we need boundaries.
Yeah. Right.
And it's okay to give us boundaries.
Right.
Boundaries help us and boundaries help you.
Right.
So that you are doing everyone a favor mm-hmm. when you think about them, when you talk about the boundaries, and when you set the boundaries, and when you keep the boundaries.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing everyone a favor.
Yeah.
The grandparents, mm-hmm. the parents, and the child. Right. Everybody benefits.
Right. That's good.
And so to do that, and you might need to, we've found we need often, or maybe not often, but we need regular checkups with each other relationally.
That's good.
And just to say, okay, how are we doing? And again, it's great if grandparents are listening and they can initiate
that's really
this.
That's really good, yeah.
To say, hey, how are we doing? Are we doing too much? Are we not doing enough? And sometimes we've got two grown kids and one of them may say you're doing too much, but for mm-hmm. the other one, they're like, actually, you're not doing enough. I right. could use some more.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, great. Just tell me that.
Yes. Right.
But if they're not asking, because sometimes we don't know what to ask or we're not sure if we can ask, you know, all of those mm-hmm. things, it's you saying, hey, can we just have a check-in and just maybe they're over one evening or after a date and they're down for a nap, say, hey, y'all want to just talk for a minute and just do a little check-in right. and how it's all going for everybody.
Right.
And, you know, for you to say as parents, hey, this is so helpful.
Yeah.
You know, that you were able to keep them. And so if that's still working for you, because it's part of you being respectful to them and right. because they are giving their time
right.
that they're happy to, but they are. And for you to say, hey, is this still working for you? The Fridays,
right?
You know, is this the best time for you? And because it's working great for us. So if right. we can keep this yeah. up for the foreseeable future, that'd be awesome.
Right.
You know, or we need to change it up.
Right.
This yeah. isn't working anymore.
And I think that's so good, the checkups, especially my parents are first-time grandparents.
Yeah.
And so I think we're all trying to navigate yes. all of it. So like us being first-time parents, them being first-time grandparents. And I think that's so good to initiate that because they don't know. I mean, yeah. we're all just trying
totally.
To learn. We're all learning.
Totally.
And so I think that's a good thing, just doing those checkups, mm-hmm. like you know, checking in on each other and what they can do to help, right, or maybe more of, like you said, or less of.
Yeah.
And so I think that's so good, so helpful.
Yeah. We're all rookies. Yeah. Yes. You're rookie parents. Yeah. We're rookie grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
They're rookie aunts and uncles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we just, the only way to do it is to talk about it.
Right, yeah. Right. That's so good.
Yeah. I mean, I think even, you know, going along with that as well, I think one thing that was crucial for Alyssa and I was to understand that we're on the same team. Uh-huh. You know, that I think it's definitely hard, you know, because there's that in-law struggle,
yeah,
right, or that challenge, you, yeah, know. And so knowing that, hey, you know, we're on the same team here, and uh-huh, we have to figure out what works best for us, yes, as a family, right? I think sometimes there's a, yeah, challenge in like adhering to what works best for other people, uh-huh, or you know, or maybe, you know, grandparents think it should be done one way, and it's, yeah, like, hey, look, you know, mm-hmm, yes, yeah, let's hear that, hear, mm-hmm, their wisdom, hear what, you know, they, mm-hmm, have to say. But at the end of the day, we have to figure out what works best, mm-hmm, for us. That's, you know, a part of that, you know, identity of like, uh-huh, this is who we are, yeah, you know, mm-hmm, and, you know, we'll hear what they have to say. You, yeah, know, of course we will never turn down wisdom, but like you were saying earlier, at the end of the day, hey, that doesn't really work with what, right, we're trying to accomplish, or, you know, hey, thank you for offering to watch her this day or that day,
yes,
or come over, but it's like, that doesn't really work the, right, best for us, mm-hmm, but
yes,
yeah,
no, we're,
yeah,
all learning, I, yeah, think.
And to say what would be more helpful is, yeah, there you if go, you did this.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I think that's, yep, a good point, because there were times where maybe my mom and I agreed to something, but I didn't talk to Juan about,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And so he would, in a kind way, just be, yeah, like, well, we didn't talk about that. And I'm like, you know what? You are right. And that, mm-hmm, was not right that I did that. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And so then having to go back to, yeah, my mom and say, yes, well, I'm so sorry, I didn't talk to Juan about that. And so I just, it's important that him and I have those, yeah, conversations, yeah, yeah, before agreeing to things, that's, or thinking, right, that, mm-hmm, he's going to be on the same page, but we didn't really talk about, yeah, that. And so, yeah, I think that's
powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I mean, it's hard going back after the fact and saying, you know, but I think it's such a, you're emphasizing the importance of like that marriage,
right?
When, yeah, yeah, when you go, yeah, back, spouse, and say, hey, you know what, that, what, I didn't honor Alyssa when, right, I said that, you, yes, know, let me go back, let me connect with her, and then we'll come back to you, right? And that also, yes, ensures that you're representing a united front,
right?
You know what I'm saying? That, yes, it's not just, well, Zach said this, or, well, Alyssa said that, because then you get in that dynamic of like, well, that's just Zach saying he doesn't, uh-huh, want this to happen. Right. Yes. That's just Alyssa, yeah, saying she doesn't, uh-huh, want, mm-hmm, us over here, yes, you know? Mm-hmm. And that can definitely be a challenge working backwards to try and help, uh-huh, repair that, mm-hmm, that perspective.
But, yeah,
I think that's good, amazing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So good.
Last question. What has been the best thing about this season, being a new parent? Like, what is something that surprised, maybe in a good way, but what is something that you take away from the season, what you've experienced with your, mm-hmm, kids or grandbaby, and in this new parent stage?
For, oh, so much. I mean, I'm learning so much. It just amazes me, just the mom role, that even though I've had a long day at work and I'm so tired, that I can still go home and be a mom. It's like this thing that just kicks in, mm-hmm, and you just do it because you have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing that's just really been a joy to me, just to see that I can do this. And just also knowing that I couldn't do this without the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so it's really been just seeing how the Lord has helped me. And just even in this season, how strong my relationship has even gotten with the Lord, mm-hmm, in this new season of becoming a mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's and it's probably along the same line, but it's such a blessing to be a parent.
It's
such a blessing,
yeah,
to be a father. I mean, it's I don't think you fully understand what it does to you until you're there. And I think it not only it changes us, but it reveals, we can understand the love of the Father, you know, because it's like, I now have a child, you know, I can relate more to the love that God has for me because I now have a similar love for my own.
Right.
But it's also, it's picking up that calling of raising up the next generation, you, mm-hmm, know, and there's an importance there, but it's such a blessing. I mean, you look at your baby and, mm-hmm, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
like, it is.
I don't deserve this, but here you are, and I cherish you, and I look forward to, you know, getting to walk through life with you and set you up far greater than where I am now. But it's definitely unique, you know, and it's a new opportunity, and it's a new area that, you know, we can seek the Lord in, you know. You know, help me become a good parent, help me, give me wisdom on this, or I'm sure when I don't have the answer in the future, it's like, Lord, help me, you know, give me the words to speak, you know, let it be your words. But I mean, it really is. It's really hard to explain how much of a blessing it is until you're just there, you know, but.
That's a lot of what my prayers sound like, Lord, help me. Lord, give me wisdom.
And he loves that.
Yes.
I think I'll speak to it as the grandparent. There is something about seeing your kids become parents that just is so delightful.
Yeah.
And it is this, it's not just, it's a little bit a sense of accomplishment as a parent to see them parenting.
Yeah.
You know, that, oh my goodness, look at this amazing human being you are that I got to be a part of.
Right.
And so it just brings, of course, we're thrilled with the baby. And it seems like that's all we care about and that's all we see. Now it's like, we don't see you anymore. Yeah, just give me the baby.
That is so true. I'm like, Mom, I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. It can seem like that, but really for us to see you all, to see our kids parenting and in a marriage and loving a spouse and now loving this child, it just brings such joy and delight. Yes. There's a scripture that says, I've no greater joy than to see my children walking in the truth. Yeah. And it's kind of that. It's like, there's just no greater joy than to see your kids doing it.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so that's why I think it's okay to have those conversations, the difficult conversations or the awkward conversations, because really at the end of the day, we're just so proud of you and what you're doing. And we can, just to know that you guys are trying to do this in a way that honors the Lord, it's like, tell us what you need and tell me when to step back.
Right.
Tell me when to step in, and because our delight is seeing you all thriving and doing it. Mm-hmm. What we hoped for while we were raising you. Yeah. And so that's a real source of delight
on
the grandparent side.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you guys for coming
in. Thank you for having us.
You made it. You survived. The episode's over.
Yes.
Yeah. It goes by fast.
Yes. It does go by fast. It does.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We hope y'all are doing great as new parents.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. So we appreciate y'all coming in. And everybody listening, if you're a new parent, you are also doing great. And thank you for tuning in. Just remember that you can parent and we can help.